This is 21 years ago, right? So the CIA on the books spends 30 some odd billion dollars a year times 21. That now this is just what's on the books. That's 600 and some odd billion dollars. So if you have someone that needs to be tracked down, if you can spare 21 years of your life, and if you have $632 billion laying around, maybe you can hire the CIA team. I mean. Our heroic men in uniform. Seriously, folks. I wonder if they flashed it up on the screen in Times Square like they did when Bin Laden was taken, and when Obama supposedly took out Bin Laden, whose body was conveniently dumped in the middle of the night in the Persian Gulf, right? But nothing to see here, citizen. You need to move along. If you have $600 billion laying around.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the
CIA team! I mean, this is so... The Democrats really are in trouble. They're scared. They must be scared. They think that they can win back good old-fashioned red-blooded Americans by offering up some shed Mohammedan blood. I mean, this is perfectly Trumpian here. This is something that Trump would do. But don't you fear, because Joe is here. You want to hear what you hear? Here's Biden himself. Play digital media file number two. And audio doesn't do this justice, because you have to see him scowling and trying to look like he's all tough and stuff. Number two, I authorized it. And it only took you 21 years to find this guy. $630 billion, again, I'm guessing $30 billion a year, $32 billion a year for 21 years. $640 billion. Please, Chris Ball. Why are you counting the money up? We got the guy. Play it, please.
Relentlessly seeking Zawahiri for years under Presidents Bush, Obama, and Trump. Our intelligence community located Zawahiri earlier this year. He had moved to downtown Kabul to reunite with members of his immediate family. After carefully considering the clear and convincing evidence of his location, I authorized a precision strike that would remove him from the battlefield once and for all. This mission was carefully planned, rigorously minimized the risk of harm to other civilians. And 1 week ago, after being advised that the conditions were optimal, I gave the final approval to go get him.
Go get him.
The mission was a success. None of his family members were hurt, and there were no civilian casualties.
None of his family members.
After confirming the mission's total success through the painstaking work of our counterterrorism community and key allies and partners.
Painstaking.
My administration has kept congressional leaders informed as well.
All those other presidents were either dumb, or have we hired new counterintelligence people that are smarter than the smarties that they had the years before?
These are the greatest, most greatest sharpshooting, hellfire, missile trigger pulling people in a bunker in Nevada that ever lived, Mrs. O'Connell.
The whole department transitioned into an operation that works,
well,
that's smart.
According to Caesar, this may not be a real deal. If I'm alleged death. Here's the headline. Alleged death of Al-Qaeda's Ayman Zawahiri in Afghanistan by Larry Johnson. I guess it was yesterday. Once again, we are asked to put our faith in Biden and really trust that the CIA. You know what's amazing about this? Here. I'm learning about this as you're learning about it. I'll comment on it in real time like we was just sitting at Amanda Keener's house and eating Flying Monk pancakes over cappuccino dark roast. Well, I'm sorry, Vera Cruz Abbey Rose coffee this morning. Y'all pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee. Pancakes are over there. Dr. Torres, we need more maple syrup. We're supposed to believe that for 21 years, you guys have been tracking this. I can't stop laughing. You can find a 70-year-old grandma in North Carolina who made the unmitigated gall to attend the January 6th speech of the then current president of the United States. You can find her by scouring all the available social media and photography and what have you. You can send jackbooted BATF, FBI, U.S. Marshal thugs to her house to drag her in her nightgown out of her bed with her husband in his spaghetti strap t-shirt and boxer shorts. Make them stand out in the cold while the FBI destroys their house. And I'm sure with an assist from the CIA, because grandma is a threat to democracy, as they say. And you can find her within a month of her alleged crime. And this Zawahiri guy's just been hanging out for 21 years. Can someone just, Scotty, Kirk, Enterprise, Scotty, bait me off of this maddening rock. Kirk out. I am really supposed to believe this. Wait a minute. It's even worse. I'm really supposed to care. Now, I must have missed the memo going out. I thought that the only terrorists that were left that were CIA and the FBI and our vaunted faggot military was chasing down were white Southerners. Didn't Merrick Garland say that we are the threat that we've been all dreaming about? White nationalist Southerners like me? Do you own a Confederate flag? Two. Not just one, two. Get it right. Not only do I have a Confederate flag, battle flag, I have a Lone Star Republic or Florida Parishes Republic flag, too, that I can fly. And above all of them, I have the Korea on the Sacre Corps. Well, let's enjoy the moment, though, shall we? Because we're all supposed to go, yeah, that Joe Biden, we were wrong about him. Play digital media file number 3, because he continues. To those around the world who continue to seek to harm the U.S. I must have missed out on where Mohammedan terrorists are harming American citizens. Again, the only threat that I am aware of to American citizens is Bobby Cremo, white people.
To those around the world who continue to seek to harm the United States, here
around the world or in the South,
we will always remain vigilant, and we will act, and we will always do what is necessary to ensure the safety and security of Americans at home and around the globe. Today, we remember the lost. We commit ourselves to the safety of the living. And we pledge that we shall never waver from defending our nation and its people. Thank
from
you
what?
All, and may God protect our troops and all those who serve in harm's way. We will never give up.
And like, we're currently at war with someone.
We will vigilantly protect our troops. Let those around the world be warned. America will not allow you to bring harm. Oh, we can bring harm to 11-year-old girls and lop their breasts off and pay for it. We're not going to let any of those Mohammedan raghead wearing, turban toting, terror cell guys. We're not going to let them exist on their balconies anymore.